Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is Issues 2018. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guests are Kim Krull, President, and Lori Winningham, Vice President of Academics, Butler Community College. Welcome to Issues 2018. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
I'm going to throw questions out, and if one of you is better at the knowledge of the question than the other, jump in. But okay. I want to talk to you first, Dr. Krull. How long have you been at Butler now?
You know, I've had the privilege of being at Butler for 4.5 years now and have loved every day of it.
And what did you do before that?
I was the Vice President of Academics at Cloud County Community College for 8 years before I came to El Dorado.
Okay. When you were a child growing up, did you want to be a college president?
You know, I didn't. I was going to be a doctor.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
From Nebraska.
Okay.
Grew up in North Platte, Nebraska.
Okay. And you wanted to be a doctor, and you wound up doing this?
I did. Yeah. Your life's path sometimes takes you in a different direction, and it's where I'm supposed to be.
You probably would have made more money. Can I throw that in there?
I may have. But money isn't everything.
No, it's not. What are your general thoughts on working at Butler? This is 4.5 years. What's it been like?
Well, I have a great team of people that I get to work with, and we're passionate about the mission that we have every single day of changing lives. And, you know, I feel like it's a privilege every day to come to work knowing that we get to, you know, impact somebody's life and help change their future. So I love it.
Okay. So let's talk about the crass numbers. Like, what are enrollment numbers looking like?
You know, our enrollment is down a little bit it was down a little bit this fall, pretty typical of the community colleges across the state, and sometimes that's indicative of a strong economy. You know, people are going back to work, and so lots of times they don't come back to school full time. We see a lot of students that are part-time students, you know, that take some classes, and then they'll stop out and work, and then they come back and take some more classes. But, you know, we were down a little bit in the fall, but we've got a great group of students, and we continue to stay, you know, fairly steady.
It seems like when I interviewed you and maybe your predecessor in the past, we were going through like the 2008 thing, the big recession, and it was at that time enrollment had gone up.
Sure.
People were retraining. People were going to getting education. So that probably explains a lot of it.
Yeah, huge spikes in enrollment at that point in time, and you saw that, you know, really all across the state and all across the nation, and it's just starting to flatten out again. So
how many students do you think you're entertaining now?
You know, we have just over, I think, over 9,100 full-time equivalent students. And so when you consider all the full-time and part-time students together, at all of our sites, probably 13,500 students, I suppose.
You kidding me? That's a lot of
yeah.
students.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't realize that. Did you? And you always want more then.
We do.
Okay. Now you have satellite locations. Am I correct?
We do. Yeah, we have some offsite locations. Well, how about if I let Lori tell you about those?
She's a satellite expert?
Yep, she oversees all of those.
Okay, Lori, what about it? How are those working for you?
Well, they're very busy. Our largest campus is Andover, and we also have significant enrollment in our online programs, El Dorado. Rose Hill has become more of an academy setting for early college high school students, and then we also offer classes in the Flint Hills at Council Grove, Marion, and McConnell Air Force Base. So we're in a lot of different communities.
How many of those satellites do you have then? I'm just counting about 7 or 8 there. As you were reeling them off.
What? Yeah, that's a pretty good count.
So every day, Lori, do you go to all of them?
Not every day. We are planning a tour in the end of January where Dr. Kroll and I go out and reach out to each of our campus locations. So it's a great college to work at, and the being able to serve different students in different communities has been very rewarding, in my opinion.
Let's talk a little bit about the faculty. I think back to you, Dr. Kroll.
Okay.
How many people do you have on your faculty?
Oh, boy. We have, I think, about 160 full-time faculty. And gosh, Lori, from semester to semester.
About 350 adjuncts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From semester to semester, it varies just a little bit, but...
It's a question, are they any good? And I know you're going to say, well, now they stink. But administrator is going to say, they're great people. All right.
You know, our faculty really are outstanding, and I think we're really privileged. We've got a really outstanding faculty development team that, works really hard to create and train faculty with new teaching strategies in the classroom. Our folks are content experts. They're constantly working towards developing themselves professionally and personally so that they can bring those things back to the classroom. I really think we have outstanding faculty. And based on our regional accrediting body, the Higher Learning Commission, there are faculty credentialing standards that we have to adhere to. And we pay very close attention to those when we hire folks and when we, keep them on. So,
Lori, I want you to tell me about unmanned aircraft systems. Is that UFOs or what?
Not UFOs.
I think I know what that is. But
well, unmanned aircraft systems are really in numerous career areas that are the drone technology. And that is such an exciting new area for us to partner with Kansas State Polytechnic. We're really excited about this opportunity to bring that program down to this area. Butler will be offering an associate's degree in unmanned aircraft systems, and we are partnering with Kansas State Polytechnic. It's kind of a unique arrangement, and my hope is that K-State will want to come down to this region in a couple years and offer the last 2 years so people don't have to go back up to Salina.
Other than giving my grandkids something to play with, that drone has applications that we're just scratching the surface right mm-hmm. now. Tell us about a couple of those things.
Well, there are new career opportunities in agriculture, in public safety. I was at a meeting this fall where one of our fire science advisory committee members talked about the application in the firefighting industry with all the wildfires in California.
And in Western Kansas,
exactly.
Too. Yeah.
There's applications in real estate. Everybody hears about Amazon someday moving
right.
to deliver your package with an
right.
unmanned aircraft system. So we're right at the cusp of this particular industry really exploding, okay. and we want to be part of that.
Very good. I'm going to interrupt you now because you're droning on and on there.
Sorry.
little joke, droning. Okay. What are the current trends, if they can? There's one of them in preparing young people and students for professional life. Are healthcare? What are some of the bigger trends?
You know, Lori can jump in on this one too. But just from my perspective, I would certainly say, healthcare, IT, advanced manufacturing. You know, some of those areas that are really high tech and moving towards, you know, technology being the foundation of the work that they do. I think anything that's technology based is, you know, is really going to continue to explode because that's our world today.
Mm-hmm. Well, hang on, my computer just stopped. We need to reboot. I'm kidding. I'm sure you've seen that, though.
Yeah.
So I want to switch gears for just a little bit and talk about student debt. How do you address that at Butler? We hear so many horror stories. I know you've got help for those people who are applying to be students there, right?
Yeah, we do. And we have, I don't even know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars we have available through the Butler Foundation.
I think last year we did $600,000 in scholarships.
And
wow.
Okay. Then, of course, there's other scholarships that are available through our financial aid office that are not tied to the foundation. We have a few courses that have a tuition waiver for high school students. And we are really analyzing our programs and trying to figure out how do we incentivize students to stay through the end of a degree. And so we may have some new ideas coming up.
No, but a good many of your students are working their way through. Right.
I would say at least.
I think our statistics last fall were 60% of our students, you know, at least are working, and a huge number of them access federal financial aid as well.
Sure.
You know.
Do you consider your school to be in competition with all the other schools in this area? I mean, goodness gracious, none of the universities, the 4-year schools, there are other junior or community colleges in the area. Are you in competition?
Well, you know, I think there are 17 institutions of higher education in South Central Kansas in this area. So, yeah, I suppose you could say that, you know, there's competition between all of us because the pool of students, you know, isn't necessarily growing. I always look at it or try to look at it from the standpoint of creating partnerships and opportunities for students. And if we, you know, if we keep students and their success in mind always, then there are great opportunities to create collaborative partnerships so it doesn't feel competitive.
My next question, tell us about your partnerships. I know that's something you like to talk about.
Yeah, we've got some great partnerships with Wichita State. About a third of their College of Engineering students have come from Butler, so we've got a great, you know, we've got a great pathway there for them. We're actually Wichita State's largest transfer institution at the community college level, so we have some really tremendous partnerships with them. We've got a great partnership in nursing with KU. School of Nursing. Lori's manages all the articulation agreements out of her office, and mm-hmm. So we really have articulation agreements with K-State and with folks just all over the state.
So what does that partnership mean? Did you just communicate back and forth with each other and identify students? Or is that the way it works? Or
sometimes.
Do you have a little coffee now and then? Well, how does it work?
That doesn't hurt. Partnerships vary from school to school. In some cases, it's kind of streamlining the articulation agreement so that students know exactly what to take at Butler and how it transfers to the institution they're going to.
Okay.
Other times, it may be like with what we've done with K-State Polytechnic, where K-State's going to deliver a portion of those courses for us because they have the expertise. We have a wonderful partnership with Emporia State University with our BEST program, which is Butler and Emporia from students to teachers. And in that partnership, Emporia State University offers their courses right on our campus. Yeah. And then we've got other opportunities with Newman University, Friends University.
Wow.
So our students go in many directions, and so it is our responsibility to make sure we have those arrangements made with all of the local communities as well as across the state.
You're listening to Issues 2018 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guests are Kim Curl, president, and Lori Winningham, vice president of academics, Butler Community College. Dr. Curl, or maybe it's you, Lori, tell us about the Aspen Prize. Sounds like a pretty important deal.
It is. It's we're really proud of that. It's a national award recognition. They use a lot of different metrics to determine their top 150 colleges. If you're named one of the top 150 colleges in the nation, then you have an opportunity to apply for $1 million. Aspen Award. I think it's $1 million, isn't it, Lori? Yeah,
it is.
$1 million Aspen Award. And it's really based on, at least the initial standards that they use are based on completion and retention and cost and a number of different factors. So I don't know if we've been named an Aspen College in the past. This is the first since I've been at Butler, but we're proud of the fact
that
we've been.
So Butler's one of them then?
And yes, we're one of the top 150 colleges
Aspen
in the nation.
Winner. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So they give you a tree or anything like that?
We haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
And we haven't seen any money either.
Okay. But it sounds like a pretty interesting and a big honor. Huh?
It's a very nice honor.
Let's talk about athletics for a minute. Has it been a good year for fall sports?
You know, it has been. We have had success. Our football team was successful this year. We recruited a number of Kansas students again to play for us this fall, and so we had a good fall football season. Basketball is just getting started, and we'll resume actually this week. I think tonight maybe are our first games again for the spring semester. And of course, we've had the last 2 years back-to-back national softball champions, so we're really excited about that and really proud.
Softball. We talk about that in our morning show on KNSS. And you've gotten our attention. That softball team program is great.
It is. It's been fun to get to know those girls and to watch them the last couple of years.
For either one of you, tell us about fine arts and media. Lori, she pointed out. Okay, Lori Cern. Go ahead, Lori.
Well, we have, I think, the best fine arts program. I'm very proud of that, that area of our college. We have the headliners who, if you've ever got to hear them sing, you remember them. They are awesome. And then we've got a very strong theater program as well, and we offer students the opportunity to be involved in theater, and there's another financial benefit to that. They can get us a theater scholarship. So great opportunities for students to kind of follow their passion, but do something on the stage.
And one of the things I've noticed even since I've been at Butler, just the benefit of that, but we've also seen some really outstanding growth in our instrumental music program in the last couple of years too. I started a new drum line a couple of years ago, and we've got a great pep band. And so, fine arts, lots of times institutions are known for sort of a signature thing, athletics or fine arts or, an academic program. And we really have the benefit of having a really neat balance among a lot of those different areas.
Okay. Talk about business and professional services.
Business and professional services, which what we call BETA, and they're the ones that really do training, corporate training, create corporate training opportunities. They partner with businesses and industry to try and deliver training or educational opportunities that are really geared towards that industry or that business's needs. And again, our folks really work with a lot of folks in the Wichita area, but it's really kind of South Central Kansas. Mm-hmm. They cover a lot of area. And sometimes they're face-to-face kinds of trainings on site. Sometimes they're online. But it's a strong area for us.
And what about health, education, and public safety?
You want to talk about that?
You have a fire department over there.
We do have a fire department, and we have a training tower, right outside. Outside the classroom, right behind the class.
Fire dogs? You have Dalmatians? No.
We do not have fire dogs. I'll have to put in a request for one of those.
But as I understand it, that's a pretty good school for firefighters, isn't it?
It is. It's excellent. And the opportunities that our training tower provides for our community fire departments is a benefit as well. So we're very proud of that. And our program is a residential program. So we have students that live right in the firehouse. attend classes right there in the fire station and get to live and breathe in that environment. So,
you know, one thing that we're all conscious of is health education. Mm-hmm. Are you training and educating nurses or?
Well, we've got the best nursing program at Butler as well, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I think our pass rates were 92% this last year, and so our nursing program is premier.
All right. Well, as I said, we all have the impact of healthcare, and that's a place where you could probably see some opportunities for people that come in there. Go ahead.
And you know, last year our nursing program celebrated their 50th anniversary, mm-hmm. so it's been a program that's been in existence for a long time, really, really strong, accredited at the national and the state level both. And it's fun for me. I mean, a lot of the work that I do is kind of public and away from the college, but it's really fun to hear people say if they were in the hospital or if they were in the doctor's office, you know, we ran into a Butler nursing graduate or a Butler nurse is the one that took care of us. And so it's really rewarding to hear, you know, to hear those kinds of comments.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the impact of technology on education. You talked about IT a minute ago. How do you look at that generally speaking? I mean, look in front of me. I've got, what, 3 computer screens, and you've got computers. It's everywhere.
Everything that we do has a technology base now, and from a college, and anybody I think would tell you this, that your daily operations depend on technology. Mm-hmm. You know, everything we do, our payroll, technology,
right.
Phone system, technology-based, students in classrooms and instruction, all technology-based. And it's, you know, it's a piece that is just going to continue to grow and be a bigger and bigger part of obligation that we have. And, you know, you just have to constantly keep up with the changing technology. So,
how many of your courses are online then?
About 30% of our enrollment comes from our online program. So,
okay.
But every course that's taught has an online mm-hmm. course shell. I mean, the instructors all put their syllabi online, and students can post homework mm-hmm. online.
So there's an aspect online, even if you're in the classroom.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Right. Yep.
So if I'm online as a student, how do I misbehave and get in trouble, I guess?
Well, you could have someone else do your homework and then not pass the test.
Now you've given me a way to defeat the system there.
Uh-oh. We'll be watching for you.
I want to direct this at Dr. Krull, if I might. What are the biggest challenges in your work?
You know, I think, and I'm not sure that my answer would be any different than a lot of other folks' answer. I think right now the biggest concerns are finance, how we manage our revenue and our funding streams and still keep the cost affordable for our students. You know, we constantly talk about how we create that balance to help our students have an affordable education and get in and out of school with as little debt as they can. And yet, you know, the revenue streams are really difficult managing the finances.
So a lot of your revenue comes from the students, but state funding as well.
Uh-huh. And it varies from institution to institution. I suppose it's less than 30% of our funding comes from the state. Some institutions it's higher, some institutions it's lower. Yeah. But yeah, anytime that there are budget discussions and, you know, budget cuts at the state level, that's going to impact any of the state agencies that receive state funding. And you have to figure out how to manage those rescissions.
So what are the biggest pleasures?
The biggest pleasures?
The fun stuff.
The fun stuff? Oh, my gosh. I love the people that I work with. The fun things are the students, really, and seeing the changes and developing the relationships and getting to know the people that really care and love Butler and love what we do for our students. I get a lot of pleasure out of my job. I love coming to work every single day.
Well, so what's new and exciting? We've covered, I think, a lot of that's new and exciting. Lori, anything on your plate that you want to talk about today before we get...
Well, something that we've worked very hard on for the last year and a half is to totally revamp our programs of study into very streamlined, specific pathways. And we will roll that out, and the first group of students will be able to pick a pathway in the fall of 18, and I'm very excited about that. We've spent a lot of time really analyzing our programs and streamlining them, making sure that they're aligned with our transfer institutions, and some new initiatives to support student success as they enter into a pathway is going to be exciting.
Probably some students listening right now, or some parents, and I'd like to have you tell them why they should enroll at Butler.
Why they should enroll at Butler? You know, you're going to get personalized attention. You're going to have people inside and outside of class that care about you. You're going to have folks that are really trying to focus on what your educational goals are and helping you get from point A to point B and try and figure out the best way to make mm-hmm. that happen. There's a real personal connection, and we hear people over and over say it's like a family. You know, you feel like people care, and I think that's a really significant part of the work that we do and the value that we bring to students and families.
Lori, biggest rewards and payoffs for you and your job? Just being around the students?
So. It's the students. I actually, as I stepped up into this role, have missed that daily interaction with students. But, yeah, I mean, you don't go into education to get wealthy and make lots of money. You go in to change people's lives and to help them be successful for whatever goal it is that they're trying to accomplish. And that's the part that's most meaningful to me.
Yeah, and sometimes it's standing through graduation and having students mm-hmm. come through with tears in their eyes. Sometimes it's stopping long enough on campus to talk to a student and help them solve a problem, mm-hmm. you know, help them answer a question or something. But it's the work that we do.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking some time and telling us about Butler Community College. It's been educational for me. I did let you drone on a little bit about drones there. But,
about the drones.
Thank you for taking some time and helping us to understand more about Butler Community College. Our guests are Kim Krull, President, and Lori Winningham, Vice President of Academics at Butler Community College. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2018. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.